we're going to have Phil call in.
Oh.
You know, normally I have him call the people we're going to have on, but he's home. He's a producer. He can call in. Right?
He could, yes.
He knows the number.
I think he does.
Hey, Phil, call in.
Yeah.
Right? Do some work here. Would you please?
How's that? He's used to hearing it.
I want him to do all of the announcing.
Right.
Of this baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, a baby. Nice.
Phil's a father.
Oh, my God.
It's Father Phil.
That's scary.
Isn't it, really?
Yes, it is. Another fact checker in the world.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Phil.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations to Amanda as well. She did so great.
Yes.
Hey, point martinis.
Well, bring us through.
I'm getting some water with a little bit of Gatorade just for the patient over here.
Oh.
That's her favorite.
Is she up now?
Baby's drinking already?
She's a little bit awake. I'm not sure she knows yet what's going on. Chaz and AJ are on the phone. They say hello and congratulations.
There
she says hello. Yeah, everybody's doing good. We got a baby here.
Yeah, congratulations, man. So it was Tuesday?
Thank you. Yeah, Tuesday, 11:04 a.m. Came out, was immediately very loud, and then peed on everyone. It was awesome.
Okay. Great. Cool. That's a good start.
First thing coming out into the world. We loved it. 6 pounds, 3 ounces, and he's doing great.
Is it big, 6 pound? I have no idea.
No, they're usually around 7.
Oh, really?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, and he lost a little bit of weight since then, which is also normal. So he's actually under 6 pounds right now.
Oh, that peeing, you know.
He's doing great.
Yeah. It's like a pound of urine.
Well, it's easy coming out. Yeah. That's a little bit of workout right there.
Beautiful kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing great, guys.
Nice. Nice head of hair. He's got that Antonelli hair.
Yeah.
I know, and you know, they give you like that little sock hat that they got to wear to keep him up to temperature, and he hates wearing it.
Nice.
He finds a way to wriggle right out of it all the time.
He doesn't need a hat.
I know.
I need a hat. Yeah, he doesn't need a hat.
Yeah.
He came out with the most beautiful hat.
Came out with fur.
The least surprising detail of his birth was the hair, because Amanda was just dealing with such intense heartburn.
Yeah.
And okay,
everyone
I heard
we
about
talked
that,
to who's been through a pregnancy. Yeah, that's what we heard, too. They're like, everyone who's been through a pregnancy like that, they're like, yep, that's a good indicator. There's a lot of hair. So we were not surprised.
So C-section, it was scheduled. You go in Monday, Tuesday, everything goes on schedule. No problems, no issues. Everything was fine.
No, everything was great. You know, they did move the date up on us, and we were a little surprised. I think they forgot to tell us. So that Monday, we had to cram like a week's worth of appointments and checkups into one day. So everything was done. And then, you know, we got here very early, about 8 o'clock in the morning. And the hardest part of the day from my perspective, not that anyone's asking how I'm doing, of course, but
no, that's and that does not happen.
No. Get used to it now.
It does not happen.
Get used to it now.
I remember this. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You told me about
no,
this.
No. You open the door, and they hand you a coat.
Yes.
And say, where's the mother? Where's the baby?
Right. You become manservants.
Oh, and hi to you, too.
Right. You become manservants. Exactly.
That's right. Right. Good point, Phil. Phil, how are you doing?
No. Yeah. People want to bring us food. What's Amanda's favorite food? What's Amanda want to eat?
So tell them what you like. Tell them what you like then.
Yeah.
Yeah. She likes tacos.
Yeah. She likes cigars and tequila.
Right.
I'm sleeping on a glorified church pew over here. But, you know, she's got the bed. She's got changing sheets and beds and all kinds of stuff. But, no, she deserves it.
She likes a pound and a half of weed.
The hardest part of the delivery date for me is, you know, they wheel her out of the room to get prepped for the surgery. And they say, okay, you know, here's all the stuff you got to put on, like the painter's outfit stuff and like the head, you know, cover up all your hair. And you got to wear stuff on your shoes and the mask. And then I'm just standing there. And they say it's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes, and 10 minutes goes by, and then it's 20, and then it's 30, and I'm just standing there.
You're like, what's wrong?
No one's telling me anything, and I didn't know what to do. I'm like, I got to be in the wrong place. So you start to get very anxious. And then, of course, someone comes, and they bring you in, and I was unprepared for the amount of people that are in the room for a surgery like this. You know,
oh,
there's
wow.
a surgical team of like 3 or 4 people. There's an anesthesiology team of at least two or three people. They have a pediatric team that comes in to check the baby once he comes out. So there's like a dozen people in that room by the time I get in there. And like, it, from my perspective, it seems like chaos. And then they're like, here, sit in this stool and don't look over that curtain. I'm like, no problem. You got it.
Thanks for telling me that. Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't see any of that. That's good. That's good.
No, but the anesthesiologist was a pro. She took a ton of pictures of everything that was going on, so we do have some delivery room photos
that
we'll share with you guys eventually. But everybody's doing great, and it's good to talk to you guys, and thank you for asking about everyone.
Well, everyone's wondering, because we didn't announce it on the air.
Yeah.
The name?
Yeah. The name is Mateo.
Mateo, cool.
Mateo with two T's, and you know, we were considering a lot of different names, and that was just sort of what we felt most connected to. It doesn't have any family lineage on either side, so he's his own name. It's Mateo. Middle name, John Antonelli. And my dad did not know that was coming. And
I like that name.
Yeah, about that, too.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
What a name to keep Mattel for the endorsements. Hey,
know,
Mattel, get over here.
We didn't think of that.
Right, Coca-Cola would have worked also.
A whole bunch of money just waiting for it. Right. Damn it.
I got to name my kid Coca-Cola. Okay, I need some endorsements over here.
How long did it take you to figure out that... what names were in play? How many names?
Probably like half a dozen, but really seriously at the end of the day, you know, when we were deciding, it was between really two names. But, you know, we just wanted to sort of try them both out for a little bit with him. And, you know, this was, I think, always sort of our preferred choice, but, you know, we wanted to really make sure it felt right.
You got to make sure, yeah.
And we did. We felt pretty good about it. And so far, it's gotten a pretty good response from everybody, so we feel like we made a good choice.
I'm glad we didn't, like my parents, they would have waited and been like, God damn, what the hell my name would have been. God damn, what the hell?
You know, maybe we didn't wait long enough, AJ. You're right.
Oh, geez. What did you do now?
How long does it take from a C-section for you to be able to hold the baby?
Pretty quickly. So, you know, they have like a drape there that, you know, they told me not to look over, but they do hold the baby up as soon as he comes out. And there's no mistake when that baby comes out. You know, he's yelling immediately, at least.
Wow. It's a great sound.
That, happen for us. It is a great sound, you know, very emotional moment. And then they sort of clean him up. They asked if I wanted to cut the cord, and I hadn't really even considered whether I'd do that or not. I
brought my
yes.
own knife.
I said yes, and I don't know if either of you have done that before, but
no.
they are not easy. You got to really apply a lot of force to cut through that, and I was
no.
I was shocked. I thought it was going to be like a ribbon, like, oh, snip, snip.
It's not a mall.
I'm looking at it. It's not working.
I pronounced the open,
and
man.
They're like, no, you got to really lean into it. I was like, okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But it was probably a minute and a half or so before he was with us and we got to hold him.
They should have played that music, you know, for the Jack in the Box.
No, they shouldn't.
Poof! That'd be cool.
You know, that would have been very, very impressive timing from the surgical team if they could pull that one off.
That's why you play it slowly. And he just only to ratchet it up a little bit.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations to you and Amanda.
Yeah.
And welcome to the world, Mateo.
Here we go, Mateo.
Mateo!
Don't be a stranger, Phil.
Yeah.
Make sure you check in.
All right.
I didn't want to...
Thanks, guys.
We wanted to respect your family time, but at the same time, I wanted to get you on the air.
Right. Now it's over, so...
Yeah.
We've popped the bubble, so...
Thanks. You guys again. Thank you so much.